Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, February 22nd. And Burns, I guess the groundhog really did see his shadow because winter is alive and well in Oklahoma.
Is it ever? I'll tell you, it's the ice bowl around here all over again. But we're functioning, we're surviving, we're trying to keep people safe, and urge everybody to watch that weather and don't take it for granted.
Well, it may be cold on the outside, but Burns, you're keeping it hot on the inside with a unique experience this week, probably one that few university presidents enjoy.
Well, or you are too smart to do. but I did agree. Tommy Poole runs our jazz program and asked me if I would play a set with, just one tune with the OSU Jazz Orchestra, which is fantastic. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is I shouldn't do this, but anyway, I did, and we had a great time. We played Ray Charles's "Let the Good Times Roll" was my moment in the sun, but the overall concert was just wonderful and really well attended for the weather that we were dealing with. But in my song, I was accompanied by voice major Dustin Boatwright, who's very talented, and so between the band and Dustin, they pretty well covered up my mistakes. And I do want to mention that the concert was celebrating the Jazz Orchestra's first commercially released album, known as Solid Gold, and it's a great one. Pick one up.
Well, so the burning question after this event, Burns, are you for hire?
Well, you mean I'd have to pay them, I think. I don't think anybody'd pay me.
Okay. Well, hey, let's turn to a couple of historic photo exhibits on display in Stillwater.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, over at the OSU Edmund Lowe Library, we have an exhibition from the Smithsonian Institution. It's entitled Patriot Nations, Native Americans, and Our Nation's Armed Forces. It includes art, photography, and essays. I'm sure Native Americans have served in every major U.S. military encounter from the Revolutionary War till today, and in higher numbers per capita than any other ethnic group. And they've served with distinction, and so this exhibition is very interesting and showcases their heroic contributions. And then the other exhibition is on display at the OSU Museum of Art in downtown Stillwater. It's entitled Impressionist to Modernist, Milestones in Early Photography. It features rare and vintage prints from the 1880s to the 1930s, celebrates photographers who led the movement to establish photography as a fine art. The photos are drawn from the private collection of Michael Mattis and Judith Hochberg, and both exhibitions are free and open to the public.
And the Burns OSU once again hosting its Women Veterans Symposium.
Right. This is another one of our efforts to serve our veterans who have served us so well and bravely. We are offering this free event to women veterans as well as active military members. It's a symposium that's set for March 10th at the Wes Watkins Center. It focuses on helping female veterans become change agents and more involved in their communities. The morning program will feature a discussion of the so-called Me Too movement and include a testimonial by a military sexual assault survivor. The afternoon keynote features Tracy Crow, a former Marine officer and author of a critically acclaimed military memoir. You can learn more at the OSU website, and I urge you to do so.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.